Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malkabas, Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Shkalim. We are in the eighth parak, and we will close out the Masechta today and then start Masechta Yuma as well. The Mishnah begins as follows: Eivari Atamid, when you deal with the limbs of the daily Karban Atamid offering, which Nitani Mechati Kevesh Ulamata Bemarav, those limbs get placed on the western side of the lower half of the ramp until it's time to take them up the ramp and put them on the fire. Vishal Musafim, but the ones from the Musaf offerings on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which also are Karbanola, Mechatzi Kevesh Ulamata Bemizrach, you put it on the lower end of the ramp, but this time, instead of the west side, you put it on the east side, so that people don't get confused between the two, and God forbid, you wind up bringing the Musaf offerings on the Mizbeach before the Karban Ola offering, so that Tamid Shel Shachar, that would be a very big problem in terms of the order in the Beis HaMikdash. And to separate, we put them in separate locations. Vishal Rashi Chadashim, but what about the stuff of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh? Nitanim al Karkova Mizbeach Melmala. Those got put on the ramp above the ledge. And why is that? So they were placed there higher up to show that the that day is a Rosh Chodesh day, that people should pay attention to it. Now, the Mishnah continues, Hashkalim v'abikurim ein noagim ela b'fnei abayis. The mitzvah of bringing shkalim and the mitzvah of bikurim, which of course is associated with the upcoming holiday of Shavuos, those things only apply when the Beis HaMikdash is around. Ava ma'aser dagan, but the idea of separating ma'aser on grain, were what we call miser, right? And miser behema, the one that separated for animals, v'abachoros, or the laws of bechor, those things are also mukdash. Those things are noagim bein bifnei abayis bein shelo bifnei abayis. Those things still apply. The miser has to be separated from the produce and from the animal. And since, of course, a bechor and a miser animal can't be offered on the mizbeach, we have to wait till they become balimum, and then they can be shechted and eaten. The bechor still, theoretically, would have to be given to a kohen. And so, having thought that you don't have to set aside shkalim or bikurim, the Mishnah now figures out, what if you did? Hamakdash shkalim or bikurim, if you did sanctify them, hariza kodesh, then it's going to be kodesh. Rosh Hashanah Omer, Homer bikurim kodesh, enam kodesh. If you say bikurim are kodesh, they're not kodesh. Why? The Torah specifically links bikurim to the mikdash, so there's no obligation to separate bikurim when the mikdash isn't standing. If you tried to do so, your words are meaningless, and the fruit, according to Rosh Hashanah, don't become kodesh, and that's the way the Bartanur points out that we pass in la'alacha, and with that we close out Masechta Shkalim. Now, in Masechta Yuma, we're going to talk about the avoda, for the most part, of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, and the avoda on Yom Kippur starts earlier than Yom Kippur. Shivas Yamim Kodim Yom HaKippurim Mafrishim Kohen Gadol Mibeis Olishkas Parhedrin. 7 days before, we separate the Kohen Gadol to the Olishkas Parhedrin. We prepare a backup and understudy. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afisha Acheres Maskinim Lo. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to separate even another wife. After all, the pasuk says the Chiper Ba'ado Shema Thomas Ishto, because if his wife dies on Yom Kippur before he finishes the avoda, he might not be able to continue. Shenemar v'Chiper Ba'ado Bad Beso. The pasuk says that he has to do kapara for himself and for his family. Beso Zuishto, and his home refers to his wife. So the Chacham said, that's crazy. Amr lo Chacham le Rabbi Yehuda, if you need to have a second wife, why stop at two? Im kein ein le davar sof. Maybe the second wife will also become sick. Maybe the second one will also die. And you need three wives. Oh, but maybe three of them can get sick. Or maybe four will be too much to get sick. It's too much for a person to be able to figure out. And so therefore the halacha is, he don't have to prepare a backup wife. Okay, we'll stop here. Ezra Sashem will continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.